Dublin City Council says its plans to bring in a permit system to regulate volunteer food services for the homeless in the capital is not designed to ban the practice. But those running the so-called soup kitchens say the new system threatens their existence and is an attempt to put them out of public view. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari went along to one soup kitchen outside Dublin's GPO to get the views of those providing and using the service.
I go around the different schools and they give me whatever sandwiches they've left over and the fruit as well. Behind me now is the queue. We could feed up to 250, 300 people tonight. And we tried to give them a hot meal, sandwich, fruit, tea or coffee, buns and cakes.
Mags Rickard from Baldoyle in North Dublin has been involved in feeding the homeless for almost a decade. The former teacher runs the Grubs Up soup kitchen outside the GPO on O'Connell Street.
I was always involved in voluntary work. And when I retired from teaching, I got involved back again. It's just my way of life. They're here on the street for a whole range of reasons. And I feel they deserve our help.
But Mags and other volunteers say that plans by Dublin City Council to introduce a permit system for operating on-street services like these threatens their existence.
Do they realise what a vital service we're giving? The people behind me, they're somebody's son or daughter, father or mother, who have hit hard times. We're not sure exactly yet what those bylaws will be, but please God, we'll be able to navigate and keep doing this.
Service users too are concerned about the impact.
My name's Joanna Daly. I come here obviously because I'd be hungry sometimes. I'd come here because there's some lovely people here as well, yeah, that I know I'm safe and I can talk to the members of staff here, yeah. And if I'm any problems, they will give me the numbers and lead me into the right direction.
You mind me asking, are you homeless at the moment?
Might as well be, love. I'm a little DCC flat and it's freezing, so I'd rather be here because it's warmer here than it is there, yeah.
What kind of food is here and how important is it for you to be able to get it?
We can like hot foods, curries, coddles, things like that. If you stop the soup runs, an awful lot of people are going to go hungry because we can't live in the dough. We just can't live in the dough. These are the only people that help people. Food-wise, health-wise, clothes-wise, every other-wise.
I'm here at the soup run to see can I get decent food because what the hostels are giving out, fair play to them and all, but it's all microwaved. It's all crap food, yeah.
People running these soup runs are exceptionally good. They're already working class people like myself.
You know Dublin City Council are considering bringing in bylaws to regulate this. What do you think of that?
It's a disgrace. People know what these are now. People can actually know, right, I'm starving, right, I'll go here tonight, I can something to eat. To bring in these laws, it'll be a second famine. It just will be a second famine.
And if it wasn't here, what would you do?
I don't honestly know. I'd starve, probably. I'd starve, like, in the streets. This is not the country I grew up in. The men in 1860 outside this building wouldn't have bothered their head if they'd seen the state of the country now.
My name is Janine Murray. What the council is doing, I think, is disgraceful. What do they want us to expect to do? Starve to die a death? Or what you call robbing shops and get arrested? Because that's what's going to happen. It's going to start war. What, are we going to eat scraps on the ground? And there was times that we had to eat from bins.
The council say that they want to make sure that this is all happening in a safe environment. Do you think this is a safe environment?
Yes, it is a safe environment. There's police across the road watching us. There's nothing dangerous about it. Everyone's lining up. Everyone's doing what they're told to do. Everyone's getting fed and everyone's happy and warm. And we'd be lost without it. We'd be dead.
The Dublin Region Homeless Executive says the bylaws will not ban on-street services, but will ensure they're provided in a safe environment. They'll set out operating hours, locations and other restrictions, and they're due to be finalised before the summer. Among those who support the move is Fine Gael councillor Colm O'Rourke, who previously ran a soup kitchen himself.
There has been some concerns regarding some of the services, including from some people who might use those services themselves. So the idea from Dublin City Council management is to make sure that the services in place are of the highest standards, that there's a safe environment for people, but also that the food is safe and nutritional. There are some concerns that there isn't standards in place to protect children and also just the safety of people, and that there might be some antisocial behaviour as well. Dublin City Council is also exploring the possibility that there might be some indoor facilities provided for these services. It would provide a more dignified approach to vulnerable people who might be in a moment of crisis. I set up a soup run myself, so I understand and appreciate all of the work that volunteers put into this.
But others believe the proposed bylaws need to take account of the fact that these are volunteer-run services.
My name is Jimin McDouglish. I'm here tonight with Grubs Up Homeless Services, but I also run a separate group, Erinua Food Initiative. One of the main tenants that the DRHE were looking for was that we all register for charities. It's unobtainable. People that were looking for charity status were 5 years waiting for charity status. They're not going to give 24 different groups charity status to serve food anywhere, it doesn't matter where.
Why do you think that they're bringing in these bylaws?
Right, I'm not a fool. I can see that as such we're an eyesore. This is one of the main places of visitation for tourists coming into Dublin. So it does, it looks bad, and I acknowledge that. So they're just trying to push us into the dark corner somewhere in the background. Dublin City Council have acknowledged the need is there, and we're filling a need that is not being filled by the registered charities and by the state itself. So there has to be a compromise somewhere.
That was Dermot McDouglas of the Erinua Food Services Soup Run, ending that report by our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.